coming back at you live. What's happening? What's going on? I got some new merch in. If you guys are looking to buy my merch, you know how I bought all that merch and then you guys bought all my merch? And you can find that merch at my merch table.
Holy shit, I'm gonna
set up a merch table. And it's t-shirts. It's t-shirts with me and Kyle Rittenhouse is on there. He's shooting everybody. I'm beating everybody over the head with a skateboard. It's cool. Looks neat. And these are going to move fast, folks, so get on it. Let's see. What's going on here? 5 people dead and 40 people injured in Wisconsin. Somebody ran their SUV through a Christmas parade. A Christmas parade on November 21st. Look, folks, you cannot have your Christmas parades before Thanksgiving. This is never a good thing. I don't condone what this person did with the SUV. I don't, but, you know, if you're going to have your Christmas parade before Thanksgiving, don't be surprised if SUVs start running through your parades too early. All right, let's do...
Are you kidding me?
All right, are you kidding me? It's that time of year again, folks, and I have the same coworkers every year that come in. And I'm not going to mention anybody specific. They come in to work.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
With a clipboard and a pen. Or they corner you when you're trying to punch in.
Gotcha, bitch.
They're trying to, they're trying to sell Girl Scout cookies. They're trying to sell Girl Scout popcorn. You know, Girl Scout popcorn is only $25.
Aw, man.
You know, or whatever the cause is. And they, you know, their daughter's got a swim team. I'm not financially responsible to help your daughter raise money for her school clubs. I'm talking about the dads that have suddenly been deputized by the daughters to take out the clipboard and go up to everybody they work with. I can't imagine doing this to my dad when I was younger. Hey, Dad, see that clipboard and pen? Take that to the meatpacking plant and ask the fellas if they'll chip in $25 a piece for some popcorn. Could you do that for me, Pops? Doubt it. Why don't you go ahead and make everybody you work with feel obligated to give you money?
How the fuck would you do something?
Can you do that for me, Dad?
Like
just here, take this to work and make your workmates feel obligated to buy $25 popcorn every year. You know, somebody somewhere is getting very rich while you pay 10 times the amount that popcorn is worth, and it's not even that great. It's fine. It's okay. Popcorn, it's not great. It's not worth the money. Any gas station popcorn would be equivalent. The Girl Scouts are just exploiting kids to make money. It's a scam. And now we have kids manipulating the dads. That's the problem. It's not the kids I'm mad at. It's the dads. Are you kidding me? You're going to come in here with this popcorn every year? Bring it into the workplace? Shouldn't be allowed. And what have the Girl Scouts ever done for anybody, by the way?
You piece of shit loser.
You know, it's made people behind the scenes very rich, I'm sure. But Girl Scouts? No. And these pussy whip dads, it's probably coming from the mothers. Here, honey, take this into work and let's move some product. So the pussy dads are like, okay, honey. You know, my daughter Riley, she's selling that $25 popcorn again, so I really appreciate it because, you know, it's important. Whoever sells the most gets a little badge for their smock. And
I did not know that.
You know, they get a nice little trinket for their little vest. So how many can I put you down for? You want to buy some $25 popcorn? Everyone else is, so you're going to be the asshole who doesn't buy it if you don't do it. You don't want to be that asshole, do you? All these little clubs. The Girl Scouts is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme. I'm not going to buy any more shit out of obligation. Does anybody have any shame with your popcorn clipboard? It used to be candy bars. Fine. Here's a dollar candy bar. I'll take a caramel. Get away from me. Now these assholes want $25 for popcorn. Just don't expect your coworkers to care about your daughter's popcorn quota. Would you please?
Who cares?
Are you kidding me? Anyway. What else happened? The Kyle Rittenhouse verdict is in and Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent.
I don't like white people.
Self-defense. What do you guys think? People say he shouldn't have been there. Maybe nobody should have been there. I don't know, maybe burning down cities and burning down car dealerships.
Winning.
Maybe that comes with a little pushback at a certain point. Maybe. Huh? Maybe a little vigilanteism. They asked Joe Biden about the case. He said that they made the right choice. Turns out he was a little confused. He thought they were talking about what brand of adult diapers he should be wearing. He doesn't like Depends. He thought he'd try the new brand Rittenhouse. He was confused.
You know what?
The prosecutor was terrible. The prosecutor in this case who was prosecuting Kyle Rittenhouse was terrible. At one point, he pointed the gun at the jury with his finger on the trigger. That's not a great move for a prosecutor to do. I've never seen that done. Not sure what that was. And when he was talking about the victims, he was trying to get some sympathy for the victims that Kyle shot. And he thought a good way to do that would be go through the laundry list of things that the guy did that night. I'm not sure why. And saying he wasn't that bad of a guy. These are, you know, there's no need to go into this kind of detail. Here, I'll just play it, the clip.
He just happens to stumble into it. So what does he do that night? Oh, let me tell you all the awful things Joseph Rosenbaum did. He tipped over a porta potty that had no one in it. He swung a chain. He lit a metal garbage dumpster on fire. Oh, and there's this empty wooden flatbed trailer that they pulled out in the middle of the road and they tipped it over to stop some bearcats and they lit it on fire. Oh, and he said some bad words. He said the N-word.
You gotta reel it in a little there, guy. Reel it in. Is this a good lawyer? Why is he bringing all this stuff up? There's no need to bring up all the stuff that the victim did that night in such detail. What is he doing? You just, if you get murdered, you don't want this prosecutor prosecuting your case. I'm telling you. Sure, he, you know, my client did rape some special needs kids that night. Sure, so what? You know? Ooh. I like how he says, ooh, after everything. Like, yeah, he lit it on fire. Ooh, yeah. You know, did he kill someone's dog that night? Yeah, sure, he did. He killed a couple puppies. What of it? You know, did he shove a mop handle up a cop's ass? Sure. Yes. So what?
Surprise, motherfucker.
So what? I mean, there's no need to get into this kind of detail about what the victim did. What is this? The terrible prosecutor. Anyway, Kyle Rittenhouse is free. And there's talk of him being on next year's season of Dancing with the Stars. Okay. But I think he's going to land on his feet. He'll be all right. What else happening? Survivor was back in the news. I talked about Survivor, the TV show, last week. Hey, on Survivor, the host of Survivor can no longer say, hey, come on in, guys. That's what he used to say when they would do the challenges. He'd say, hey, come on in, guys. You can no longer say, hey, come on in, guys, because that's causing offense. People are offended. You can't use the term guys as referring to, hey, guys, what's going on? Because it's offensive to transvestites or something?
What's the lie?
So when we saw you on day one, you asked us a question. You asked us how we felt about come on in, guys. Right. And the reality is, there was so much going on. There's so much commotion. Cameras. My hair is messed up. I'm half crying. I don't have the capacity to do what I'm really supposed to do, which I regret. I don't agree that we should use the word guys. Huh. I fully agree that we should change it. Whether it just be dropping the guys, changing it to something else, I just don't really agree with it. The reality is Survivor has changed over the last 21 years. And those changes have allowed all of us, all of these brown people, black people, Asian people, so many queer people to be here simultaneously.
Yeah. It's a great point. And I gotta say,
it's a retarded point.
I love that you thought about it more. I love that you had the courage inside a million-dollar game in which
brave.
Standing up anytime is risky to bring it up again because I'm with you. I wanna change it.
Oh,
I'm glad that
hero.
Was the last time I will ever say it.
Oh, puke. Who doesn't want to puke listening? I mean, this is never going to end. It's never going to be good. It's never going to be good enough. You can't say guys, when we, hey, what's up, guys? That's offensive now. That's offensive. Fuck off, Survivor. Would you please? Jesus Christ. Grandstanding at its finest. What is he even talking about? What are they even talking about? Your stupid show. No one's watching anymore. So now you're trying to say you've been oppressing trans and gay people. Survivor has always been chocked full of diversity. Always gay people, brown people, Chinese people, whatever. It's never going to be enough to appease these people. They're just going to find something else that offends them. It's never going to be enough. You can't say guys this week. Next week, you can't say girls. You're not going to be able to refer to anybody as anything because who knows what their sexuality is. And it's stupid. The whole thing is stupid. You could never cower to these people. You can never apologize because it's never going to be enough. Their standards will always change. Their victimhood mentalities will never change. It's never going to be good enough. Don't apologize for saying, come on in, guys. And when did Jeff Probst become such a pussy? Just call them little maggots. Come on in, maggots. You're Jeff Probst. Do whatever the fuck you want. Don't listen to these pussies. Anyway, that's enough about Probst. Who cares about Survivor? No one watches that show anymore. I do. Anyway, there were some more allegations. More allegations have come out from women who used to date Marilyn Manson. Apparently, Marilyn Manson, not the perfect gentleman you would expect. A new woman has come out and said that he used to tie her up in her room, used to make her wear a Nazi uniform and rape her. Okay, and? I mean, it's Marilyn Manson. You're dating Marilyn Manson. What do you expect? Flowers, cards, and candy? She should be more appalled if he wasn't abusing her. I mean, you're dating Marilyn Manson. You're dating the guy that used to cut himself on stage with razor blades while he would take a shit on the Bible that he just ripped up. It's Marilyn Manson. You're not dating Donny Osmond.
Yes, queen.
Nazi uniforms. Nazi uniforms? Marilyn Manson is getting his girlfriends to wear Nazi uniforms around the house? That's a power move. Hey, hon, how was work? Hey, you know what I'd like you to do is maybe try on that, once you get that Nazi uniform on, start goose-stepping around the house a little bit. I can't get my wife to unload the dishwasher. Marilyn Manson's getting his women to put on Nazi uniforms and start goose-stepping around the house. It's quite an ask. It's a big ask. My only point is, don't date Marilyn Manson if you don't want to get tied up, raped, and put on Nazi uniforms. It's on you. You're dating Marilyn Manson. Stop complaining. Okay. What else we got here? The new Superman movie that DC is putting out. Everybody is up in arms because Superman is gay.
Oh, them titties real!
In this movie. Wait, no, Superman's not gay. He's bi. He likes men and women. This says, in the new Superman movie, he's going to be... They're making Superman bisexual. That's good. I like that. I always thought that Superman was bi. I mean, Lois Lane sort of had manly features, I thought, come to think of it. Superman, he still likes the ladies, but he'll take a cock now and then, too, if the mood strikes. And you know what? If his lady happens to have a cock, so be it. Superman's gay. He's bisexual.
Nose to nose, cheek to cheek, butt to butt.
They're trying to be more inclusive. It's fine. He still fights crime. Now when he gets a perpetrator, he doesn't necessarily take them immediately to the authorities. I mean, he takes them to the authorities, but first he fucks him in the asshole.
Surprise, so, motherfucker.
Then he takes him to the authorities. So it's actually more badass. He's actually more badass now that he's bisexual. I mean, it's not a big deal. We already knew Batman was gay with Robin, right? That was obvious. And, you know, the new Hulk movie, the Hulk movie is in production, and he's going to be trans. And his pronouns are they, them, and he's no longer green. He's more of a magenta color. They're changing things up. You know, we got to change everything up. We got to change Survivor. Can't say, come on in, guys. We got to make Superman transsexual. It's fine. Because we're making people, certain people, feel included, and they're going to be satiated. They're going to be happy. They're finally going to be happy. People like this.
I'm Cody. Pronouns E-M, er, or Z-Zen, Zer-Zers, or really any neo-pronouns that aren't Z-Hers. I am a white, transmasculine, femme, non-binary, temporarily, mostly able-bodied, neurodivergent, obsessive, compulsive, chronically ill, culturally Jewish, Unitarian Universalist, non-monogamous, demi-low-romantic, gray demi-bisexual, survivor of acute and complex trauma, millennial, and cat parent in mental health recovery.
Well, she sounds happy. She sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to hang out with her. I wonder if she has a dog. I need to get a dog.
Society, may I help you?
Hi, what kind of dogs do you have right now? I'm looking to get kind of, I'd like to get an aggressive dog. like a mean dog. I have a problem with my neighbor kids, and I have a fenced-in front yard. I don't want a Rottweiler or anything like that, or pit bull. But I'd like to have something like a. Do you have anything that's a little aggressive?
No, we don't, and we don't adopt out aggressive dogs.
Well, no, I mean, I want like a watchdog. These neighbor kids are always they're little demons, and they make fun of me and they call me fat and all this stuff. And I really want to get a dog for protection. I not a mean dog. Did I say mean? I mean, I just want to get a dog to keep the kids. These neighbor teenagers are awful where I live, and I have a fenced in yard, so I thought I'd get a nice dog for a little protection, because these kids are demons.
Yeah.
And
I don't think we have.
What do you have?
Pit bulls is mostly what we have.
I don't want anything like that. Those things, I've heard that the jaws on those things are more powerful than a gorilla, pound for pound. That's true. I don't want anything dangerous. You know,
well, we don't adopt out dangerous dogs, so the ones that's on our adoption.
Well, you're saying pit bulls. You're scaring me here. You know, who said I wanted a dangerous dog? You're saying that. Do you have any barking dogs, like aggressive dogs?
Well, they all bark.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. But I don't want to. You know, these kids have been they've been horrible. It's been a total nightmare. They got sidewalk chalk. They're calling me fat ass. They're throwing their cigarette butts all over the place. Mm-hmm. So, what would be like a... What's a palomino? What is that?
A what?
Palomino. What is that? Is that a...
That's a horse.
No, it's not. Is
a
it?
Palomino?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a horse.
All right. I'm trying to look this up to find what I want. I don't want a real big dog, but I want something that's going to fend off the kids or deter the kids from calling me a fat ass all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going through with these neighbor kids. My God. And I have a fenced-in yard, so if you had an aggressive type of dog that would kind of fend them off is kind of what I'm looking at. What do you think? Seems like you know everything. What would be a good kind of dog? I don't want a pit bull. You're scaring me with the pit bull talk. What's that? I don't want that.
One of our puppies.
No. I need a big dog. Something substantial and aggressive. Not some little puppy.
Hold on. Give me 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, are you still there?
Yeah. It took a long time. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm calling about a dog to scare off the neighbor kids.
Mm-hmm. But we don't adopt out for guard dogs.
I'm not saying it has to be anything like that. These kids, these teenagers, they're always out in front of my house. They're smoking, and I'm overweight. And they're you know, they have the sidewalk chalk. They're writing man tits on my sidewalk. And they're doing all kinds of awful things. I just want a dog that's going to deter them from the front of my yard. I don't want to cause any trouble. I just don't want, you know, these kids are awful. You don't know what I'm dealing with here. And, you know, any help you could give me.
Well, you know. If it's an issue, I would call the local PD.
No.
See if they can do something about
it. It's nothing. I want to get a dog. I
don't adopt out for those types of reasons.
Well, I'm not saying it's got to be for those. I mean, what are you thinking here? We went down a wrong path here. We went down a wrong path. This is not good. This is not what I want. I was just wanting some information on dogs that are good guard dogs. You know, you got me twisted right now. That's
yes, but we don't have guard dogs.
Okay. What would you call a security dog? What would you call it?
We just call them family. I mean, we want to adopt them out to families.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. Family. I'm looking for a dog for the family. I just want an aggressive dog for the family. What word am I saying that's offending you? I think I'm offending you. A lot of people have dogs for security. Is that not true?
I haven't come across that. I mean, usually if for security reasons, it's like just for emotional.
Emotional? What are we even talking about here? I want an aggressive dog for emotional reasons then. I mean, if I'll play any game you want to play. I mean, a lot of dogs are territorial. Is that not true? I mean, am I right or am I right here?
No, it depends on the dog.
Right, but some dogs can be very territorial.
It depends on their personality. Each dog has their own individual personality.
Do you have any that have a little bit of an aggressive personality? A type of dog that I could possibly get online? I need something for protection.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we don't have anything with that description and what kind of dog you're looking for. You're more than welcome to check our website.
Okay.
And there's also other shelters in the area too that you can try calling and seeing if they have anything.
All right. Well, this has kind of been a waste of my time. No offense, but you know, these kids need to be incarcerated. I just moved here and I just can't. I'm going to have to move. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.